Many are spending Christmas Eve in the dark. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. Millions are without power, braving sub-freezing temperatures across the country right now, including many in areas that normally don't have to worry about those kind of conditions.
A lot of Southerners are probably going to be hunkering down here in this part of the country as temperatures are really, really cold. Wind chills below zero. Thankfully, sunny skies above, but just a travel nightmare all around the country.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in the Atlanta area. Meanwhile, authorities are still looking for the suspect responsible for shooting and killing a 19-year-old man at Minnesota's Mall of America Friday after an altercation between two groups of young men.
According to the Bloomington Police Department, the shooting happened just before 8 p.m. last night. An officer who was already working inside of the mall heard gunshots fired from within the Nordstrom store. That officer then rushed to find the teen who had multiple gunshot wounds. Life-saving measures were taken but were not successful.
That is Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Today marks the 10-month mark of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, with no end to the war in sight.
Horrible images coming out of the southern city of Kherson, where Ukraine says because of Russian shelling, 7 people have been killed and 58 more have been injured, 16 of those people injured seriously.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv, Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's Vladimir Putin is killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. And an Arizona judge today has ruled against Republican candidate for Governor Carrie Lake, determining that she did not prove there was evidence of misconduct in the state's November general election, as she claimed in a lawsuit. Therefore, Democrat Katie Hobbs, the current Arizona Secretary of State, will become Arizona's next governor. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Massachusetts woman is being charged with poisoning her boyfriend to death.
64-year-old Judy Church is charged in connection to the death of 46-year-old Leroy Fowler. She's accused of poisoning Fowler with a chemical commonly found in antifreeze. Police say Church called 911 last month to request an ambulance for Fowler. He was taken to a Boston hospital where he died 2 days later. An autopsy determining that Fowler was poisoned by ethylene glycol, which is found in antifreeze and hydraulic brake fluid. Church has pled not guilty to murder. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, has agreed to pay $725 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the social media platform allowed millions of users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica. That's the firm that supported Donald Trump's victorious presidential campaign back in 2016. The settlement still needs to be approved by a federal judge. Pope Francis will preside later today over the traditional midnight mass at the Vatican.
Tickets to attend tonight's mass are free, but many noted they'd be hard to come by after COVID restrictions had loosened for the first time in months. Earlier this week, the Pope visited nativity scenes and addressed Vatican cardinals, bishops, and priests with a warning against being too rigid, telling them as they work in the Vatican, we could easily fall into the temptation of thinking we are safe and better than others. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Once again this year, NORAD, the North America Aerospace Defense Command, will be tracking Santa as he delivers presents around the world. But did you know that tradition actually got started by mistake?
It did happen in 1955 by mistake with an incorrect phone number published in a local advertisement for a company. That phone number rang into the command center for the Continental Air Defense Command at that time. And the colonel that answered the call realized it was a young child looking for Santa Claus.
I'm Kevin Uretz.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.